Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Lauren Simon with another 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. You're on podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This is where we post up a topic out into the universe, and then the universe says, whatever. Or, who chose that one? But some people, the truly dedicated and crazy, will look at it and say, hey, I can write a 100-word story based on that. And they write it up, and sometimes they record it, and they send it in. And then on Saturday, I wake up thinking, I really should go to Michael Garfield's show today. Yes, thank you, Nardo. Oh, and the cat wakes me up. Jana's going out to Tomball, so I can be as loud as I want. Usually she sleeps until 1 or 2, and it's like maybe I wake her up and that kind of thing. So anyway, the topic this week was a flashing red light. And that was by Tom, and Nardo's trying to jump up on the table. Good boy, you want to be the sound engineer this week. Well, you are not going to be the sound engineer. We have to figure out who the winners are from last week to see who goes first this week. And that is a tie! 10 votes each. Anima Zabaleta and Tom Marquette. Who's going to go first? Well, Tom went first last week, so we're going to have Anima go first, then Tom, and then we're going to get into the rookies, and then the veterans, and then I blither for a few minutes, plugging all the stuff that you really don't feel like going to anyway, and then, like, you're done with your yoga class. Who out here uses this to do their yoga? Or what do you do while you're listening to this? And if your hands end up going below, like, your belly button, keep on going. Better be going down and touching your toes. All right. So here we go with Anima Zabaleta and her story.
Hello. Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 138, themed Flashing Red Light. This story is Stop and Proceed with Caution. There. Mary put a last wrap of electrical tape on the splice and flipped on the main breaker. Jeff was the perfect prince on their first date, bringing her flowers and complimenting her haircut. Their second date was also good, but it went downhill after that. First it was going Dutch to the basketball game. Now, Jeff was your typical boy leech. Last week he said he wanted to date others. What a relief, thought Mary. Could she make sure no one else would be fooled by Jeff's charms? The flashing red light on his porch should be warning enough.
Come on, who has exes like that? Come on, raise your hands. I had one who just stalked me. It's kind of creepy. Can't go to La Madeleine anymore. Oh, well. God, they had great soup. French onion soup. Good stuff there. Oh, well. Thank you, Anima Zabaleta. You can find her site in the links in the show notes. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, the text of her story, in case you kind of blank out there thinking maybe I should check my porch for the red light. Anima, you don't have to turn on the red light on Jeff. The other winner this week is, of course, Tom Marquette. Yes, he sent me the link in gigantic text in his email, so thank you, Tom. Copy-paste. I'm kind of in a rush. I've got a Christmas Carol reading in about 2 hours, and all sorts of other stuff today. And I've got to cook breakfast because I've got bacon salt, and I got to put it on something. So here we go with Tom Marquette.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called Conflation. The flashing red lights reflected off the splintered windshield. He hit the speed dial to Tom. The persistent answering machine pulsed out the incoming call, screened till later. Tom's attention was drawn to the flashing red light on the coffee maker. Where the hell's Jim? He opened the door to catch a glimpse of red taillights. Rain poured down on the porch, but Gloria's jet rose above the storm. A strobing red light, barely visible to both Jim and Tom, trailed off into the north. Her thoughts were of them, but the flashing red oxygen light drove them away.
Thank you, Tom. Tom and Anima are winners from last week, going first this week. What does it mean to win? Well, it means that people have selected your story more than others in the poll at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. That's in the show notes. I know how many people listen to this, and I know how few vote. Folks, this is how we ended up with this Rod Blago Vano whateverich. I'm calling him Governor Bogus. If not enough people vote, you wind up with a Governor Bogus. Is your Governor Bogus? I just like calling him Governor Bogus. We've got a rookie. Got a rookie today, Nardo. Yeah. You want some treats? I'm sure you do. Mommy not giving you treats today because she's in Tomball. She left you with me. I'm going to pick you up and just hug on you. Yeah, and you're just doing the tail whippy thing. You're such a good boy. Yes, you are. You want to lick the microphone? Sniff, sniff, sniff. He's thinking about it. Nope.
Microphone does not have a flavor.
All right. Mike P. Is giving it a shot this week. Hello, Mike. Or have you been here before? I can't remember. It's so hard to keep track. People just put in their messages, you know, hey, I'm back. Or, did you miss me? Or, woohoo, can I have my old room back? Anyway, here's Mike P. and his story.
Beep, beep, beep. Andy sat in the dark, eyes fixed on the answering machine by the door. The flashing red light ticked away like a hospital monitor counting down to the death of his heart. One new message. One new message. One new message. Andy knew what it would say. Harriet had also sent an email, a registered letter, and a singing telegram. Every time the message was the same. Got the job. Moving to Portland. It was fun while it lasted. As long as he didn't listen to the message, Andy could pretend it hadn't happened. Beep. Beep. Beep.
Andy, go get her! Go to Portland and go get her! You don't know how much horror you're in for if you don't go to Portland and win her heart again. Oh, wait, Harriet? Oh, pff, let her go. Thank you, Mike P. Next up is all the veterans who keep coming back for more and more and more. They're probably the only ones that vote. I mean, all you people that don't vote, really, if you don't vote on this, you know, which one's your favorites, I want you to write me and say why. I want you to defend your existence. I want you to write isfullofcrap@gmail.com or lawrenceitisfullofcrap.com or I am me or call me on the phone and tell me why. Tell me why. No, Nardo, it's not because of you. You don't get to vote. You're a cat. Next up is Guy David. He does the music at the beginning, the ending, and during this piece. He also, you know, did the loop for the Silent Night, but it's crazy. The Troppa may be gone, but Guy David remains. Here is his story.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 138. The topic for today is a flashing red light. I'm Guy from Night Guy, found at nightguy.guydavid.com. My son celebrated his 12th birthday lately, so I thought I would share a little 100-word story about him. Enjoy! My son rejoiced in his new computer screen. That was exactly what he wanted for his 12th birthday. Maple's story never looked better on his screen. He continued with his gameplay, face intent with concentration, commenting on his intricate game strategies from time to time. I listened, savoring his young wisdom. Much later, when I finally convinced him to shut down his computer and go to sleep, I noticed the power button was flashing a small red light, and I knew my son would surf the virtual worlds of tomorrow, where he would spend the rest of his life.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, Mazel Tov and all that on the 12th birthday. I guess he's going for the big 13 next year. Nardo actually is 12 as well. And he's getting ready for his bar mitzvah meow. Yeah? Is it bar mitzvah meow? How, what is it? You're the one who's going through the classes. Here, show me what you learned. He hasn't learned a damn thing. He's playing with the plastic bags I'm going to use when I change the litter boxes. Because I do that when it's rendering it into an MP3 file. When you're busy and you got a bunch of stuff to do, you figure out what the progress bars are in your life. When you're waiting in line, waiting for something to render, waiting for the microwave to finish your microwave popcorn so you can put bacon salt on it. Oh, God, that stuff is good. That's when you get the stuff done. And you get all these little things that you've been putting off, you know, mailing something, going to the bathroom and, you know, clipping your ear hairs. That kind of stuff you do during the progress bars of your life. Why are you jumping on the table? Anyway, thank you, Guy David. Who's next? Who's next? I guess that's Caleb. Caleb's back. Whoa. He said that it's not his phone. It's something. It's his new recording MP3 thingy he's able to do on the run, so let's see what he's done with it.
There's a flashing red light that blinks through the night, illuminating my whole house. Is it a neon sign? Have I lost my mind? An overturned laser jet mouse? Maybe it's a cyborg, a wants-me-to-die-borg, assassinated by some robotic louse. Maybe it's a fairy, all crinkly and hairy, and wearing a gossamer blouse. There's a flashing red light that blinks through the night, illuminating my whole head. Maybe it's the end. I've gone round the bend. It's a light to tell me that I'm dead.
Hey, Shakespeare, wake up. You passed out on your BlackBerry again.
Love it! I should do that with my BlackBerry with some stories. Do them out in the field. Thank you, Caleb. You can find out more from Caleb in the link in the... Whoa. Hold on. Wait, let me check the... Let me see here. Did I remember to put his... such a pain in the ass. We had Mike P. We had Guy David. I have to redo the damn poll. I need to get new polling software. This is a pain in the ass. Poll host, when you screw up, you can't go back and edit it. God. Anyway, thank you, Caleb. And the next story, while I work on the redoing the poll, that one's going to be by Brad Z. Welcome back, Brad. Here's your story.
Hey you everybody, it's Brad Z. Took last month off to do this NanoWhirma thing, and I did finish. So after writing 50,000 words in 1 month, I managed to crack a 100-word story out in a week. And this one is called The Evil Sorcerer That Lived on Top of the Mountain. As I neared the village, destruction upon the lands increased. The villagers had contacted me to save them, but it appears that I'd arrived too late. Ruins filled what was once a peaceful community. In the distance, behind the village, stood the Black Mountain, home of the Black Sorcerer and his evil hordes. A mighty howl came from the pair of hellhounds galloping at my side, followed by the roar of the giant tiger that ran with them. Battle would soon begin. The flashing red light filled my vision as I rolled over. Crap. The power went off last night.
Thank you, Brad. Congratulations on the NaNoWriMo. So, when can we buy the book? I want to buy the book! Okay. Maybe I don't want to buy the book. I want it for free, because I'm cheap. Okay. Next up is Biz. Biz. Biz is back. Can I call you Biz? Busy? Biz? You know, write me a note saying how to pronounce it. Here's Biz. Busy. Biz. Biz. And their story.
Christmas was too close. Loneliness, the only prospect on the horizon, made the confines of his room all the more unbearable. How long had it been since he'd slept without dreaming, getting lost in nightmares as old as himself? His companion, a flashing red light outside his bedroom window, blinked solidly through the night, never deserting him for someone more handsome or with more money, not like Charlene had. He wondered how she was. Maybe she was still living and that other guy hadn't gotten sick of her and bumped her off. Maybe she'd gotten lucky, even if he hadn't.
Thank you, midget pretending to be busy. I don't think he read that one quite well. He'll have to work on that. Next up is Ashley. Ashley is a guy. We've established that fact. A man's man. You know how most people use tongs to pick up steaks from the grill? He's such a man's man, he picks them up with his bare hands. Okay, maybe not, because that's crazy. I've done it once, and it was stupid. Man, did that hurt. If cheese falls on the grill and you lick it off and laugh, that's crazy. Here's Ashley.
Okay, this is Ashley. And this is for number 138. The topic is, I think, a red blinking light. And this is my stab at that. The title is Flashing and Blinking. The perp said, I'm innocent. Sure, replied Officer Jenkins. You flash ladies wearing only a red blinking light over your crotch, yelling, eat me, I'm wholesome. Not flashed, blinked. I wore a light. Let's just say the arrest was in the spirit of the law. Okay. Later at the cell, Jenkins announced, be sure to show them why you're here. Several of the occupants turned, obviously interested. You really aren't going to leave me here like this, are you? Asked the perp. Absolutely not, said Jenkins, closing the door and heading towards the stairs. And to all a good night. Just as a footnote, the story is completely fiction. I have neither flashed nor blinked. Thank you and bye-bye.
I have no idea what that was about. Thank you, Ashley. Next up, we have Almo Schumann. Yes, Almo is back. He has returned to us. Everyone's coming back. We were almost on the edge of going into single digits last week. Now, we're back in the high life again. And Almo is bringing us to that high life.
The 72 Impala left a plume of dust as it came over the hill toward home. It was an incredible panorama. If you weren't from here, if you didn't grow up wishing you could see Walmart instead of Sagebrush, the town was one intersection, big enough for a post office, a barking dog, a closed restaurant, and his house. He enjoyed telling people where he was from. Nowhere, he'd say. Nowhere, Colorado. That was the best part. He stopped at the intersection. It was a traffic signal. A flashing red light, he thought. Progress. He couldn't see another car.
Thank you, Allman. Allman. Allman? Almond. Almo. Doing so many of those midget dwarf things, I'm losing my mind. Here's somebody who recorded his own story. That's Justin. Space turtle.
Space turtle. Justin Lemester here with today's 100 word story. The topic is flashing red light of doom. And the story title is Holy Red Light. The console lit up, a blinking red light. God knew it was coming. It was inevitable. While free will was better, it was messy. The tree stood in the middle of Eden, Adam and Eve forbidden to eat of it. They did, though. It was time to go down and see them. Things were about to change forever. At least he had known it was coming. His other idea was to put a red button that would blow up the planet. Unlike the forbidden fruit, a red button would have been pressed far sooner, with no tempter required at all.
Thank you, Justin! You know, when people say, how dare you play God? I say, because it's so fun. Ha ha ha! You can find Justin's stuff in the show notes, in that poll. The link is there. If you're not going this stuff, you're a big bad meanie. And speaking of big bad meanies, I am such a big bad meanie for not getting this story over to Jeff Haidt. The story that I did about McKinney this week is actually the outline of one that I want to send to him. That's about the thing and all that. Well, you'll see. But here's Jeff and his story, and we're going to see if I get that one for McKinney over to him before the year is over.
This is Jeffrey Haidt with another 100-word story challenge. This is week 138 with the challenge of a flashing red light. I call this one bad. Hey, what's that?
What's what?
That, flashy thing over there.
You mean the, flashy red light?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's usually really bad.
Bad? What do you mean bad?
Yeah, it usually means the engine's about to flame out and we're gonna start falling like a stone.
Oh, yeah? So what's it mean now?
Let me see. Oh, yeah. That the engine's about to flame out and we're gonna start falling like a stone.
Oh, okay. Engine flame out. Loss of forward momentum. Prepare for crash landing. Ah!
This has been Bad by Jeffrey Haidt. If you enjoyed this story, please go over to greatheights.blogspot.com and listen to the other stories like it. And if you're so inclined, please join in the story challenge, where 100 words is only the beginning.
Oh, great. Now I don't feel like going flying anywhere. Thank you, Jeffrey. Go to a site, write stuff for them. Do it now. Oh, God. I feel like shaving my beard off again. I got 11 razors. 11 freaking razors at Costco. You know, they've got the gigantic 24-ounce Parmesan cheese. I wonder if they have bacon salt there yet. How much bacon salt? Would it, like a giant case of it with wheels? That would be cool. I'd put it on everything. Wouldn't you? Oh, well. Next up is Norval Joe. See, I keep saying Norval Joe because I like saying Norval Joe, and you should too. In fact, you should chant it over and over as you listen to his story now.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 138, A Flashing Red Light. Higgs boson aimed his galactic cruiser at the cosmic microwave background. His new blink drive harnessed the power of nuclear fusion to slip him through the fabric of the space-time continuum. The reactor thrummed with energy, and the ship disappeared. Like a rock skipped across a pond, it winked in and out of existence along the programmed trajectory. Eventually, the energy dissipated enough for the ship to wink in and coast at sublight speed while the engine primed for its next ignition. As he began the ignition sequence, a flashing red light warned his mission had come to an end. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. Did he give a link this week? I don't know. They're all up in the show notes, and you'll learn more about everyone there. Also, in the sidebar to the right, you'll see all the people who used to write here, but don't anymore, for some reason. Probably because of me. That's right. It's all my fault. But don't blame me for everything. As we wrap these things up, you know who's coming next. The Mad Bard from Planet Z.
I am the clerk of the court, as my father was and his fathers before him. I tend the justice machine, the final thread holding civilization together, surviving the apocalypse left to us from our disagreeable ancestors. The defendant, the witnesses, and the sheriff give their testimony before the altar. Then I push the button and we watch the light. Will it turn green or remain red? I know the answer. It will be red. It is always red. It will always be red. There is no justice in the world. There never has been, and there never will be.
Thank you, you sick son of a bitch. And that's it for this week. The topic was a flashing red light. Thank you to everyone for showing up and giving us your take on that topic, your lovely stories, your even lovelier readings.
Oh, you naughty people who sent pictures, you're not getting them back.
Actually, nobody sent any pictures this week. And all you people listening, what are you doing while you're listening to this? I want to know. I want to know. I want to know where you get the inspiration for your stories, too. If next week goes long, it goes long. You know, tell us a little bit about how you wrote it, how you came up with the idea after you've told the story or before you tell the story or why you tell the story. Have a little fun with it. Come on, pull up a chair. We got all day. The text for the stories can be found in the show notes. They are at, repeat after me, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You have to go there. You're not going to see this featured in iTunes. You're not going to see this featured in, you know,
hey, I'm Rob Walsh, and let me tell you about podcasting and story.
No. You're not going to hear this featured on any site that thinks that it matters. Because when you think you matter, you got a problem. You've got to do it for the love of it. You've got to do it for the heart. You don't do it for the attention. You don't do it for the accolades. You don't do it for the money. You do it because there's a story in you that wants to get out. And it wants out now. So if you go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, you're going to see the text of the stories. You're going to see a poll. You're going to see links to everybody's stuff out there. Hold on. Did I remember to... Well, let me check.
I had to redo that again.
And...
hold on. Poll host. Okay, Caleb. Hold on, I'm going to do it right now. From... type out the link. http://blacktiemartiniclub.com. It's all Nardo's fault. Okay, so I take that link and I put it in the Ahref every 14 days. Yeah. Create poll. And there we go. The poll is now up in the show notes, people. So I want to see some voting going on, all right? I want you to show your appreciation for these folks by not just voting, but also go to their sites, leave comments, and say, hey, I like that one. Or, hey, this could have been a better way of doing that. Or, dude, where'd you get your music from? Or, when you do Space Turtle, which direction do you move your head around the microphone? Come on, folks. Let's feel the love. By the way, I want to tell you a little bit about a project that I'm working on. If I haven't done so already, it's at riaa.isfullofcrap.com. If you get gift certificates for Amazon or iTunes for the holidays, I don't want you spending them on that bitch Madonna. I don't want you spending them on that retard Britney Spears. I don't care if she has a new album out. These are some people that are hardworking and care and don't flash their cooch at the cameras. You, okay, maybe, you know, I'm still wondering about Paul Kuo. But still, actually I got his album last week. I love the piano. And he does variations to other people's poetry now. It's very cool. That kind of thing, the improv stuff. That's a kick in the face to get you awake. Dude, that's the best way to wake up other than having eggs with bacon salt. And the eggs that are in the fridge are bad, so I gotta go to the store and get new ones. I'm gonna walk 10 miles to the store and 10 miles back. Actually, 12 miles back. I'm gonna walk in a circle for a mile. And I'm gonna get eggs just to eat bacon salt. That's how good that stuff is. And they are not a sponsor. They never will be. I won't let them. They posted their stuff up on Woot. I paid full price. I'm not even going to Kroger. If there's bacon salt there and it's cheaper than getting it online, no. I'm doing the internet thing, man, because I can, because I'm stupid. All right? And they got four new flavors, too. And I love these flavors that I have, but this the idea of good stuff is good. Anyway, the RIAA project, RIAA is full of crap. You know you guys are. Fuck you. Go to hell. Obama's going to kick your ass because he loves Creative Commons, apparently. So you're going bye-bye. And then you've got this bacon salt stuff. And you're not going to get this in time, but A Christmas Carol, I'm going to be doing that today in about an hour and a half. And other than that, you know. Oh, yeah, iReport. I did a few things at iReport.com. Some folks don't like my style. Other people don't like what I'm doing this stuff on. Some people don't like my research. As long as they like the avatar, it's cool. And by the way, that other piece, the one on the U.S. Holocaust Museum, yes, it was a parody of Christiane Amanpour's heavy-handed moralistic style at the end. I love doing that. Okay, that's it. I will see y'all tomorrow with another wacky adventure of Abraham Lincoln. Until then, happy birthday, Mary Todd Lincoln. Love you all. Come back for more. If I had sponsors, I'd tell you go buy their stuff. But since I don't buy anything at all. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.